the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
We welcome you back to the Coach's Conversation. Brian Barrett along with Oakland football coach Thomas McDaniel. I received an interesting text just a minute ago from Mike Wright. I don't know if he knows that it's football season, but he was listening in on the Android app on his phone, listening in to hear what Coach McDaniel had to say this morning. So I wanted to say hello to him. He's got his young family with him. A lot of support. I was at Oakland High School this week, early this week, talking to Derek Grimes and working on some things out there. And a lot going on, the fun atmosphere out at Oakland. Last night, Coach, tough football game. Gosh, football games, losses, wins and losses are you know, the losses are hard to take. I don't know. That one last night maybe stings a little bit.
You know, I had built up all morning that I was going to keep the energy positive for you, Brian. But you know, I'm a highly competitive person. I think most coaches are. I'm probably take it to an extreme sometimes, but you know, we just didn't play good enough. We're not good enough. I'm doing a bad job. The coaching staff's not doing a good enough job, I don't think, right now. And I don't want to take anything away from our kids, but you know, we got bumped up in there in them rankings too quick. I thought we got some I guess some credit that probably we weren't ready for. We got beat by a good football team last night, but we got beat a lot of ways by ourselves. We just, you know, we made way too many mistakes. We did far too many things to hurt us, and we got to get better. But I think that if I know most of our players and I know the core group of guys, I think that they'll come back to work Monday and we'll try to get it fixed. And we better rally the troops because last time I checked, I think four from Blackman is still running as we speak. So, you know, it was a rough night, weird night, but make no excuse about it. They deserved to win. We had our chances in the end, but this will be a great opportunity for us to see what we're really made of and to see if some of the talk is just that, if it's talk, or if we're actually going to, you know, get our heads back buried in to the work and try to find a way to fix it. And I feel like our senior leadership will take care of that. So we got some things we got to work on, but I feel positive about some of our leadership.
John mentioned it was full moon last night. I think that may have been the case everywhere. But, you know, one thing you look at is, Coach, I saw that it was Gallatin 21, Oakland nothing, you know, at one point in that game. And you're thinking, you know, what's going on? We weren't at that ball game. But then to see you coming back and climbing back into it, you've got a choice there whether to fold up tent and or to continue to play. And your kids did decide to continue to play, although didn't come out on the winning side of that one. But you go one or two ways there in that situation.
Yeah, I would say easily the worst start we've had in a football game since I've been the head coach at Oakland. You know, it was just bad. It was bad in every regard. We gave them a couple third and longs and fourth and long. Let me rephrase that. We didn't give them anything. They earned a couple third and longs and fourth and longs where we were in bad position, and they made quarterback made some good throws, and they caught the football, and we missed a tackle, and you know, we made it really easy on them early, and by far first half defensively. I know our defensive staff would say the same thing. By far, the worst, probably the worst half of defensive football we've played since we've been at Oakland. Positive being that, with the exception of the last drive in the second half, they had 7 yards of offense. So, we have not gotten off to fast starts. I've talked about it to our team, and I don't know the answer to it yet. But we haven't gotten ourselves in position early, and there's a lot of reasons for that. But we got it. We got to get off to faster starts as we get moving forward into some of these district games, and you know, I don't know if it's, I don't think it's necessarily play calling. I mean, you know, I sometimes, and it's no offense to the fans and the parents, but you know, end of the day, I'm gonna do what I think is best for our football team to win, and you know, sometimes they want to say throw the ball and do this, do that. You know, come to practice, see what we do, understand our philosophy. You know, we're going to run the football, and we've got to be a ball control offense. And what happened last night was when we had opportunities, you know, we got down inside the five two different occasions and didn't score. First drive of the second half was, I think, 10 and a half minutes, no points. You get down to the 1 yard line, they stop you. Good football team doesn't get stopped on the 1 yard line. And that's just a mentality thing that we've got to fix. And, you know, I think we can fix it, but it snowballed on us quick. There's a lot of weird plays late in the game. But, you know, I was really proud of our kids that at halftime. You know, it was 21-0, and it got 21-16. And we scored with very little time left in the half. And I thought, all right, we got the momentum, and we're going to get the ball after the half. And I thought, well, we're fixing to turn it, when we were. And costly kickoff return, and two plays later, and they scored, no time left in the first half. So now it's 28-16. That was just a huge shift in the game. And to be blunt about it, because it's not any secret, everybody's going to see the films, we're just not very good in the kicking game. It's just not good at all. Our punt average last night was, I believe, about 17, 18 yards, and he's been punting the ball very well, but we did not punt the ball well last night, and we had a couple kickoffs that were very poorly placed. And, you know, we're a ball-control team, and field position is a huge part of the game, and we just really shot ourselves in the foot with field position. So that play right before the half was huge, and then obviously we go right down the 10 minutes in the second, the third quarter there, and get stopped. So, and actually one drive in the first half that we had the ball on the 1 yard line, ended up getting it back to the 5 or 6 because of a fumble, and we didn't put it in. So, you know, those things just kill you. And when you're playing a good football team, and Gallatin's a good football team.
Yeah. Well, we obviously know that. I've talked about it all morning with all these coaches. I mean, it might have been a non-district week, but everybody was playing a ranked opponent, and you know, depending on the classification, that really doesn't matter. Everybody was, I mean, nobody, you're not going to have somebody that's coming off of an 0-20 last 2 years that's going to say, hey, I want to play the Oakland Patriots.
Yeah, so. They're a dang good football team, and you know, their kids played really hard. Our kids played hard. It was a great game to watch, I'm sure, but it just, unfortunately, we came out on the wrong end.
Well, I know that you've talked a little bit about the first half, but the second half, you alluded to only 7 yards before the last drive that you gave up. The defense did kind of buckle down there, but it's the breaks that you needed, you just didn't get there at the end of the game. They converted a lot of fourth downs on that last drive, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a culmination of things. You know, there was a kickoff that looked like may have fallen on the 1 foot line, and, you know, they called it a you know, touchback, but regardless, they have the ball with 2 minutes and 45 seconds to go on the 20. We have to stop them. One of our best defensive players, Peter Newman's in position to make an interception. He drops it. It would have been a great play, but he drops it, you know, against Arlington. He made that play. Then, you know, he went chasing a drag route one time and cost a 3rd and 15, you know, where he got out of position. And then they had a fourth, and I believe it was a 4th and 11 that they had to convert, that they did, to get it down to the 30. So it was just a multitude of things that I really don't put a lot of that on our kids. I put a lot of that on myself and our coaches, that we didn't prepare good enough. They had been a run team for the majority of the time, and we stopped their run, and they had to throw it, and we weren't prepared for that, and it showed. And we just, you know, we got to get it fixed. But again, I believe this might be what we needed to kind of have that wake up call to say, okay, maybe we're not where we think we are. And you know, some of these guys that are playing for us, they're giving us everything they got, but they hadn't been in the battles. You know, they haven't been in some of the trenches and wars. And maybe it's a wake up call. I think we'll respond. But you know, you learn a lot more sometimes from defeat than you do a victory. And you know, we just got to go back to work, and the coaches I'm sure will agree, we got to do a better job at practice. And if I know our senior leadership, I feel good about where we're headed.
Well, I know that the coach is already back in the office, ready and preparing for next week, and that's one thing you have to do. Is you, as tough as it is, maybe you know, toughest loss all season. Hopefully, you know that those can be really tough and really kind of work on your mind. But you, and I know it's coach speak, but it's really not. You've got to put that one behind you and move on, because Blackman's looking at you next week.
Yeah, you do. I mean, I'm not an excuse maker. I'm not going to make excuses. I think the most difficult thing about last night for me was, when I look back at it now, and I mean this in the most complimentary way I can say it, I think we got beat. I think we were a better football team, and we just didn't play up to our potential. And that's just – it's a hard pill to swallow. If we get beat by Blackman and they're better than us, I'll just flat out say it, they're better than us. But last night I didn't feel like – we just didn't come with our best effort, and we didn't come prepared and made a lot of mistakes. And it'll take, obviously a better effort against Blackman. And, you know, I think our kids will be excited about this game. And you're right, we've got to scratch that one off and get our heads back up and go back to work. And I think you can't linger on the past with the schedule we got. We got to move forward.
Well, the Blaze obviously have a pretty good running back. I've heard he may play on the next level and does a lot of good things. How do you defend the run attack of the Blackman Blaze?
You know, it's a catch 22 with them, because you stack the box on him and he gets through the second level and he's going to score. You don't stack the box on him and you play conservative and there's creases in there that he finds, and he's going to get you for 15, 20 yards a pop. We've got to find a good mix and balance of how we defend him. Obviously, a key for him, I think one of his most underrated attributes, is that he breaks tackles. Last year I thought we did a nice job of defending him, with the exception of two plays. Those two plays ended up costing us the ball game last year. And I think the quarterback is extremely underrated. I didn't give enough credit going into the game last year. I can promise you I won't do that this year. He kind of beat us at the end of the game last season. And so he's definitely capable of taking the game on his shoulders if you're able to contain Mathers. And that's a big if. And the fullback, I like their fullback. They got a young fullback in there. It's a big hoss of a kid. And they got receivers that can catch it, and then Strickland's throwing the ball well. So they're good. They're offensively very good football team, and defensively they're going to be very sound. Lineup, hopefully. We hadn't played anybody that we might as well not be working on the weekends the last 4 weeks, because everybody we've played and what we thought we were going to see up front on defense, you might as well throw it out the window, because we were getting every look in America. I've seen a lot of football, and I'm seeing defensive fronts that I've never seen in my life. And Blackman's usually not like that. Usually lineup, they're going to be fundamental in play. But thus far with our young offensive line, we've had to make a lot of adjustments during the game, because we get a lot of different looks. And hopefully Blackman's defensive staff, if you're listening, let's line up in a base defense. But they're usually very, fundamentally sound, and they do a good job on defense. So, and I know they lost a lot of guys on defense, but I've seen them enough on film already. They're solid on defense as well. So it'll be a great game.
Well, obviously, when you get any of the district teams together, it's big, it's important. It's the second district game. You get the county teams together. We harp on it every week, but I hope the fans really understand that what we have here in Rutherford County is special. I mean, fans are spoiled all around, but you're not going to go to any other community and see the kind of football that you're going to see on any given Friday night. When all these teams are playing each other, it makes it even more special.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can only speak for myself. The 4 years that I've been at Oakland, first year that we played Blackman, we won on an interception return 7-0. Second year, Coach Shad's first year, it was pretty much a bloodbath between both of us, and we kind of wore them out late in the game. It was, 17-7 game or something like that. And then last year it came down to the last two plays of the game where they scored. So we've had some battles the 3 years that I've been at Oakland with Blackman. We have had some knockdown dragouts. So I hope that we'll bring our best effort. And I know Blackman will bring their best effort. I'm sure it's going to be a great game to watch.
Expecting no different this Friday night. And we will have our broadcast crew at Blackman to cover the game with the Oakland Patriots and Blackman Blaze. Coach, we look forward to seeing your Patriots next Friday night.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thomas McDaniel joining us here this morning. 3-1 after last night's 31-29 loss to Gallatin. When we come back, John's going to talk to Steve Carson of the Eagleville Eagles to talk about their 4-0 start. Great year going so far for the Eagles, and we're going to find out a lot more about that as we continue with the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner live from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.